మతిగుం హవామహే కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పతాన శృణ్వన్నోతిభిః సీదసాదనం.
Now if you connect to how sequentially how we are going, the first anuvakam all about how to purify your mind and your faculties and everything and be still, and then when you are still and pure, then what happens? The sun is the reflection and the source are in perfection, and that perfection happens through second anuvakam is about. See, every time I have to remind, because otherwise you lose. So many people thought they all learnt Rudram and the meaning, and they stopped coming to Rudram classes because they thought that it is all over, we're done with it, why should we learn anymore? No, it is never stopping. Even for me, at my individual level, I can see the first time I did the Rudram class to what I am doing now is completely different. So it is not simply about chanting we are talking about. Second anuvakam is about perfection of reflection in. Hello, say, what is it about? No, forgot. All the life forces, yes. Second one, then third anuvakam is about perfection of reflection in inner faculties, yes. With four powers. Fourth anuvakam is about perfection of reflection in actions and profession. Then slowly the reflection aspect is now out, and now we are talking only about the omnipresence.
Fifth anuvakam
is about omnipresence in space. This anuvakam is about omnipresence in time. Jeshta yacha means the omnipresence. Last time I went to the literal meaning of the words Jeshta yacha kanishta yacha, the eldest as well as the youngest. But last time I was sharing the inner meaning, and will complete that today. Jyeshtaicha kanishtaicha literally means the one who is present in the eldest and the youngest. But the inner meaning is Jyeshta also means the most learned, and kanishta means the one that is still in the learning process, evolving in the learning process. Kanishta, it doesn't mean unlearned. Kanishta means still to evolve in the learning process. Purvajayacha means the one who is initially born. Purvajayacha, the one who is present in the initially born. Aparajayacha means the one who is remaining till the end, the last one remaining. Purvajayacha, aparajayacha. Now how you can interpret that also is Purvajayacha also means the one who is present in the cause, yes, cause, and the one who remains as the effect, the cause and the effect. Now you see, very important, and there I was talking about the cause and the effect as it relates to what. Hello, wake up everybody, 9:30 in the morning, everybody is still sleepy, come on. Sunday morning, Saturday evening party, Sunday morning. I came at midnight from New Jersey. I hardly slept. So you guys should be more awake than me, technically speaking. So what I'm talking about is in the context of the cause and the effect. What was I talking about last class? Cause and effect is related to what in our lives? Are you guys paying attention to the class or not?
The actions that we do.
What is that called? The whole theory of karma. The cause and the effect. So when you have the presence of God in every action of yours, and even the thought that causes the action, when you connect to that, you will not be affected by the cause and the effect. That effect is AFFECT. That effect. Now in English, now you will not be affected by the effect, cause and the effect. That is purvajayacha aparajayacha madhyamayacha apagalbhayacha. Madhyama means those that are born through the middle, like the cows, the goats, they are all born through the middle. Understand? Apagalbhayacha means the infant that is just born. That's what literally it means. Madhyamayacha apagalbhayacha also means the intermediates that are in the cycles of birth and death. When we go through this cause and effect, hello, pay attention to me. We go through an intermediate stage. And you might have gone through millions of births of cycles and of births and death. Generally speaking, the human birth is the last among those cycles. The last opportunity to break the cycle of birth and death is the human birth. That means this is the last opportunity. I hope you connected to that. This birth we have is the last opportunity. If you don't utilize this opportunity, then you will come back and have the entire cycles of births and deaths of 8.4999 million species. Just pay attention to this. There are 8.5 million species of living beings, 8.9 million, of which human is one of them. Madhyamayacha means all those that are in these intermediate cycles that are there. And that intermediate cycles that I am talking about, those intermediate cycles are Madhyamaya. Apagalbhayacha means the one which are at infancy. So, what is the point of all of this? If you will have the awareness of the omnipresence of God in time, only when you have the human birth. Otherwise, there is no awareness of the presence of God in our lives. You understand? Hello. Madhyamayacha, apagalbhayacha. You are all waiting for when the kayaking will start, no? Yeah. No? You don't know. Okay. No. The point is, this Veda class is an excuse to bring everybody together. But the real point is the picnic, the fun. Right? Yeah. Okay. Madhyamayacha, apagalbhayacha. Then jaghanyayacha buddhiyayacha. Oh, sorry. The madhyamayacha apagalbhayacha is madhyama is intermediate, the youth stage. Apagalbhayacha means the infant stage. Jaghanyayacha means the one who are born from the middle of the body. Buddhiyayacha means the one that are born from the roots. What are born from roots? Yeah, plants, exactly. Yeah. So madhyamaya, jaghanyayacha, buddhiya, tubers, like potato, is born in the ground. Right? Beetroot, carrot, yes. They're called the roots and the bulbs. They are the ones that are born in the roots. Jaghanyayacha means those that are. So what is talking about is the presence of the divine, the omnipresence of the divine on in all these types of things in the creation is what is being referred to. You understand? And all these different forms are the intermediate forms in the cycle of human transformation and evolution. Yes, it's the evolution. So evolution happens in what? In time. So omnipresence in time. That's what is this Anuvakam is talking about. Sobhyayacha, pratisaryayacha, Sobhya means the sa ubhya. Ubhya means two things. So in the process of this evolution, there are beings that are subject to both good karma and bad karma, bad, good and the bad, the wise and the wisdom, the merit and the demerit. Two things are happening. Yes, they are subject to two things, the punya and the papa. Therefore, sobhyaicha means those that are subject to that dual aspect of good and bad in time. Pratisaryayacha means the one that are now in the process of evolution, moving fast towards realizing their own inherent divinity. How beautiful this whole omnipresence in time is described. Now, ever connected to this. Now, this is nothing to do with any religion.
You understand? All of this is about
the omnipresence in time and in evolution. Different ages, different forms, different aspects of evolution. That is what is being referred to in this anuvaka. Now, wake up and chant again. Subject to good and bad.
Right, good and bad. But if through evolution, if every species have to go through that, who is the
subject? The one, yeah, okay. So, the presence is not subjected to good and bad. The one who is present through good and bad. Understand? The omnipresence in time, through both good and bad, those that go through good and bad. Yeah, what is the question again? Is that answer your question?
I think I was associating that to the purva cha, where, you know, there is
cause and effect. Yes,
but this is not the same.
No, it is. The good and bad comes from cause and effect, right? So it is all in time. It's all in time. Cause and effect are happening in time. Good and bad are happening in time. They are connected to the cause and effect. Yes? Connected to the... But the point is, the omnipresence of the divine is there through all of this. When you are connected to that omnipresent one, then you are subjected to good and bad, but you don't feel it. You are beyond it. Why? Because you are connected to the changeless in the changing. When you connect to the changeless in the changing. Is these words are too heavy for you guys? Era, Suresh. Heavy, huh?
Not
too heavy. Okay. Now, the anuvakam is about all these things in the context of time and evolution, the karma, that is what is talked about. Okay? Now, let's go through the next five yajus. Okay. Yamyaya chakshemyaya cha nama urvaryaya cha kalyaya cha nama shlokyaya cha vasanyaya cha namo vanyaya cha kakshaya cha nama sravaya cha pratisravaya cha nama. Now, yamyayacha, kshemyayacha, the one who is present in the form of yama, that is what it means. Yama is who? Lord of death. Yeah. Now you see all the context of karma that we talked about, now very much happening, culminating in who? Yama. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Yama is Lord of Death. Is he a bad guy? Yeah. That's a good question. What do you think? Is death good or bad?
Good.
Good. Hey, Surya. Your father is worried now.
I mean, it helps you transcend into the next life.
It helps you. If you are bored with this life, then death is a good one. Yeah, if you are having a good time, death is a bad one. That's very simple as that. Is death good or bad? Yeah. If you are 95-year-old and you are a vegetable and you can't do anything with your life, you can't walk and you can't do anything, you are praying for God of death to come and take you away from this world. Yes? In that context, yes, death is a blessing, not a bad thing. Yes? Yes, the very good answer. Depends is the answer. Depends who, whether it is what. If you are having a good time, you are a young guy and enjoying life, suddenly death comes, it's a bad thing, or because you are having fun. But do you think God of death will decide whether you are having a good time or bad time? No. He'll come and he will act whenever he feels it is the time for you to go. Now be prepared for that. Yam yaya cha. So the one who dispenses the justice of death when the right time comes. Kshemyayacha, the one who also brings salvation when the right time comes. Kshema means blessing of liberation, salvation. So the one who is present in the God of death and the one who is also present during the time of salvation. Yamyayacha, Kshemyayacha, Urvaryayacha, Kalyayacha. Urvaryayacha means this earth gives this beautiful grains. Urvaryayacha means the one who is present as the potential in the earth to give all different kinds of grains, earth that is rich with grains. Now we are all wondering what is this to do with time? Right? Omnipresence in time. Time of death, time of salvation, time of reaping the harvest. Reaping the harvest means now it is also related to karma. Grains that are related to reaping the harvest means depends on the karma. You have fantastic abundance of everything present due to good karma. There are times when things come to you even without asking for anything. When time comes, when things come to you, that is actually the blessing of good karma. Now Kalyayacha means the place where they take these grains and they remove the hull and the husk and everything, so where they need to actually refine the husk of the grain and then it becomes a eatable material, that is Kalyayacha. Now this is also related to karma. Just think about it. Yeah. Now you may be connecting to, can you eat the paddy as itself? No, you can't eat paddy. What do you have to do with the paddy?
Bird.
You have to?
Bird.
Huh? Feed it to the bird. Huh?
Put on the burger.
No.
You are thinking of patty. Hello. Paddy, da, de. Put it on the burger is what he was saying. Very cute. Very cute. So there is a difference between party, patty and paddy. Party you don't put on the burger, okay? Party is really different. Then there is a patty that you put on the burger. What do you do with the paddy was my question. P-A-D-D-Y. And obviously, these children have never connected to paddy. That's the problem. They don't know what paddy means. Who knows paddy? Who has seen paddy? Children, raise your hand. You saw the paddy? What? Paddy. Not iPad. Paddy. See, none of them have seen paddy. Who has come to Atrudra Mahayajnam? Yeah. They are putting the paddy.
Oh, yeah.
You are putting the paddy. Paddy mixed with, jaggery, yeah, and sesame seed and
grain
and ghee, right? So they are all making the offering into the fire with those things. Paddy. Now, most of the people don't even know what is the significance of mixing those things also. There's a beautiful spiritual explanation behind why only those things are mixed. And I will explain during Akirudra Mahayajna in Zagreb why all of this stuff is. So, Urvaryayacha, Khalyayacha. Urvaryayacha means the one who is present in the earth that is rich with production of all these grains. And Khalyayacha means the presence where all these grains are refined. Like you take the paddy and you take it to the rice. Now today they do processing all through the mills. But in the olden days, they don't do it through the mills. What they do, they take the wheat and they beat it on these stones. And the stones where you beat the grains so that the husk is removed. Now if you have traveled in India, what they also do, they have this jawar and all these things. They put all of them on the road. So when the lorries and all these trucks go, they automatically get refined and in the night they purify that like that. In old villages like that. Different ways to remove the husk from the grain. Then Shlokyayacha Avasanyayacha. Shlokya. Oops, sorry. Is that Shlokyayacha Avasanyayacha? Shlokya means in shlokas, the one who is present in the shlokas, like in Vedas, the mantras. Shloka. You know what is shloka? Shlokas, they teach you in Balvika, shlokas, right? What is the difference between a shloka and a shoka?
I don't know.
You don't know what shloka is? Do you know Shuklam, Bharadharam, Vishnam, that shlokam? Yeah, that's called...
I don't know what shoka is.
Yeah, you don't know what shoka is, yes. That you should not know. Only your father will know what shoka is. Shoka means sorrow. Shloka means praise. Understand? Shoka, now it is so very important. You can't say Namah.
Praise or praise?
Huh?
Praise or praise?
Praise, not praise. Praise. Okay. When you praise the God for His great qualities, that is called shloka. So what the Vedas are extolling are the greatness of the Divine. Shlokyayacha Avasanyayacha. Avasanyayacha means the end of all the shlokas. Now there is a Veda, that is shloka. Vedanta, that is avasanyayacha. What's the difference between Veda and Vedanta? Now this is for the elders. They don't even know what Veda is. How can they know what is Vedanta? Somebody asked recently, should we chant only Vedas or should we also chant Upanishads? Then the person replied, chant something, sir, don't ask questions. As long as you chant something, I am happy. Don't ask, should I chant Vedas or Upanishads or Bhagavad Gita? Which one is great? Which one should I chant? These are the questions that people ask, you know. Which place should I put the Nandi? Which place should I put the lamp? These are stupid questions, you know. You have to first understand why you are doing it in the context of, start doing something, just do it. Shlokyayacha means the one who is present in the context of Vedas and the one who is present at the end of the Vedas as Vedanta. Now that is also time related. Yes, you understand the time component, how it is running through each every one of them. When you harvest the grain and you process the grain gets refined. That is timing, right? Veda is about shlokas or the praise of the God. Vedanta Avasanyayacha means the one which you will have to practice at the end of Vedas. Simply chanting Vedas is different from practicing Vedas. Means what? The one who is not only chanting Vedas, but also practicing Vedas in their lives. Avasanyayacha. Then Vanyayacha, Kakshayacha. Vana means a forest. Kaksha means bushes. So the one who is present in forest and the one who is present in bushes. What's the difference? Yeah. No difference? Okay. Okay, chant. Namo Yamya, Namo Yamya Yacha, Kshemya Yacha. Swami, when you are ready to come to Swami, Urvarya Yacha. After coming to Swami, if you are transformed and you are perfect, Khalya Yacha. You understand? Hello. Yes. Yeah, yes. He is present, whether you are cultured or not, he is present. whether you are cultured or uncultured, Swami is not just present with only one type of people or etc. He is present all through. His presence is in all these things, is what is the Rudram is saying. So when you see the people that are not as transformed as you, also pray to God that He is present in them too, but the time has not come that they are transformed. You understand? So the end of culture is
perfection.
End of education is
Heaven.
End of knowledge is
freedom.
End of wisdom is
love.
Okay, now very good. Next week when I ask, you will remember, no? Yeah. Okay. Urvarya yacha khalya yacha. Then what's the next one? Shlokya yacha avasanya yacha. Shlokya yacha means the context of what we are saying is the chants during the time of chanting and at the time of contemplation, to connect to how to take the chant and apply to our lives. Vedas are not for chanting, Vedas are for living. Everything what we are talking through, presence to the omnipresence in time, it's a way of living, isn't it? It's a way of living. When the death comes, He is present. When salvation comes, He is present. When you are unrefined, He is present. When you are refined, He is present. When you are going through this context of transformation process through learning the different chants, He is present. At the time of taking those and applying to our lives, He is present. Shlokyaya cha avasanyaya cha
nama vanyaya cha kakshaya cha.
Vana means one that is beautiful, the forest. What that also means, annuals and perennials. Trees are forever, isn't it? If you go to Moorwood, you see these beautiful trees, how long they have been standing? Thousands of years. So thousands of years is standing. Perennials, bushes that only live for certain number of years, even those He is present. That means He is eternity, He is beyond time. Vanyaya cha kakshaya cha nama sravaya cha pratisravaya cha. Very simply put, srava means sound, pratisrava means echo. How many of you played with echo? You know what, when we were kids, we used to play with echo, and it happens in time. You say hello, and then after a while it comes, hello, right? Call. Now what it means is, He is in the call and He is in the resound. He is in the sound and He is in the resound. Same person's voice. You understand? When you say hello and when it echoes back, it's not somebody else saying hello. Who is resounding?
You.
Yourself. So the presence, but what is the difference? The lag time. Sound and echo means sound and resound. He is in the sound and He is in the resound. Sravaya cha pratisravaya cha. 5 more minutes, I'll stop, don't worry. Yeah. I started at exactly 9:30, we'll stop at 10:30. So the context of this beautiful anuvakam is omnipresence in time, as it relates to this first. What we chanted in the 10 yajus is about omnipresence in time. Now, sravaya cha pratisravaya cha also means, srava means the one who is famous, pratisrava means who is anonymous. The one who is famous, the one who is also anonymous. And there are gurus like that. There are gurus that are very famous. There are gurus that are only show their divinity only to a few people around them. They don't come out and give their divinity to everyone. So like that, sravaya cha pratisravaya cha. Let's chant namo yamyaya cha.
Namo yamyaya cha kshenyaya cha namah.
Phalyaya cha
namo Shrutyaya cha
Dasanyaya cha namo
Anyaya cha namo
Sravaya cha prati Sravaya cha namo.